Tactics are going to be important in this Super Bowl. How can the Chiefs attack the Philadelphia Eagles and come out, dare I say, dominant in some areas? Is it enough to win a Super Bowl? We're going to get there today on Locked On Chiefs.
From the land of the free and the home of the Chiefs, this is the Locked On Chiefs podcast.
Welcome back to Locked On Chiefs, part of Locked On Podcast Network, your team every day for free on every platform, everywhere, including YouTube and Spotify, Apple, etc. If you guys would get subbed and like sub, hit the bell on YouTube, we'd appreciate it. A lot of ways you can take this game heading into the Super Bowl up. We're going to take a first look at the tactics and strategy that have to go into the game plan for this game. And quite frankly, what some people are starting to feel like is not as even a ball game as we first thought. We're going to get into all that and more today. I'm Ryan Tracy, the founder of Rogue Analytics and Performance Consulting at RogueAPC.com, as well as NFL33.com and RGR Football.
And I'm Chris Clark. Thank you for listening. We do appreciate it. And for all the new YouTube subscribers, we appreciate you as well. I hope you're enjoying the video. We will have a lot more coming over the next week, getting ready for this Super Bowl. Lots to talk about when we start looking and trying to compare these two teams, because really getting down to it, they're different in a lot of ways, but they're also the same in some.
It's very, very interesting just how wrapped up in that package you can be both. There's certainly one thing that I will talk about that you'll probably have to roll your eyes at, about the difference in the chemistry and the philosophy of when you run the ball and when you don't. That's certainly a stark difference. But other than that, you know, I think it's fair to say that they want to play defense first. The Chiefs want to play offense first. I see this game as strength on strength in a number of different ways.
Yeah, and it's interesting to me because you look at their offense versus the Chiefs' offense, and it's almost exactly opposite in a lot of ways. They ran the ball, 30 times against the Giants and over 30 times against the Giants, maybe 40 times against the Giants. And just about the same against San Francisco. They want to run the ball. Kansas City is, I'm not going to say they're the exact opposite. Kansas City does want to run the ball, but they don't want to run anywhere near that much. You look at what Jalen Hurts threw for. He didn't throw for over 175 yards in either game. If Patrick Mahomes throws for under 175 yards, something went really, really wrong for Kansas City.
That is very true. I think what it's been, a couple of dropbacks that ended badly were scrambled, but 24 attempts in the divisional round, 25 attempts for Jalen Hurts in the championship round. I think that's a stark contrast. We've seen him go above that quite a bit. He's got games with 37 attempts, 35. He's got a 36 and a 35 earlier in the season as well. Some where he gets down just to like 25, 26, it's been in that range, but it hasn't been like, you know, Patrick pushing into the 40s or maybe even the 50s and throwing the ball. It is definitely a more two-prong attack, because what Jalen does add, and Jalen Hurts is a guy that I was really keen on coming out of school. I do feel like Tua was a good prospect. I always felt like Jalen Hurts got the raw end of that deal. And I think now he's kind of feasting on his revenge, because he is a two-way go every play. And I think that's really what pays off for him, because he does get the rushing yards in. And I want to make sure that I have this right, because he's averaging 4.5 yards a carry on the season. That's pretty good. Against the Giants, he went during the regular season, 11 at one point, 77 yards on the ground in a single game. That's got to be, you know, shaking. They had to compensate with that. He comes back, he gets 1.4 yards per carry the next game, and they did play those relatively back-to-back, week 18 of the regular and then the divisional. Obviously they had the first week off in the wild card, but that's a little bit of stark condition. And then in the divisional round, played him again, 3.8 yards a carry. So I think there's a lot of variability in how, but it does show me that you can slow Jalen Hurts down. I think that's one of the focuses the Chiefs are going to have to put out front.
They're definitely going to have to focus on that. That's going to be one of those things that they're going to have to be trying to shut down. And Kansas City's defense is going to want to get you into a more of a 3rd and 5, 3rd and 6, 3rd and 7 type role. So stopping the run on early downs is going to be very important for Kansas City, because they want to get after the passer. They want to try to get sacks. They want to try to get you off the field and give the ball back to their offense. And when you start looking at what Philadelphia has done lately, it's run the ball, run the ball, run the ball. Kansas City did really well stopping the Bengals. I'm not going to say that's going to be the same way against the Eagles, because one of the biggest things the Eagles have going for them is their offensive line. They have a pretty good offensive line that are very good at opening up holes for the running backs.
And that's really what it comes down to. When you look at the volume of carries that they get, the fact that they're still productive is what weighs out in the end. And I think we know one of the linemen on that group that we can probably look at that has a lot of influence in the way that that goes. He plays right in the middle of that offensive line. We'll get to him and some of the other matchups.
I thought you were talking about Lane Johnson.
Well, no, him too.
I know who you're talking about.
This is a five-man unit, but, you know, it all starts in the middle there somewhere. You know,
yeah,
we'll talk about that aspect of it later in the show.
Somebody asked the Kelsey's mom, and I can't remember her name off the top of my Donna, maybe
Mrs.
They asked her, yeah, Mrs. Kelsey, there you go, who she's rooting for in the Super Bowl. And her answer is the offense.
There you go. That's exactly what she should have said.
She's just rooting for the offense. So there you go.
So Mama Kelsey is also a diplomat. Well done, Mom. Way to go. I think that's a tough road to kind of keep your eye on when you're doing that. So we'll talk about that matchup as well as what this means, the nature of the Eagles offense against the Chiefs defense that really came on in this last game. And I think has to be there, if not as much more so against the Eagles. It is critical. First, want to tell you about our friends over at LinkedIn, because they got something cool for you. I, like any small business owner, I'm always looking for somebody that can help me do whatever it is I happen to be doing in any of my business roles better. Whether it's editors, whether it's stat researchers, whatever I'm looking for in graphic art, I need help. I can't do it all myself. And so I'm always looking to find the right candidates that can help me. And LinkedIn Jobs helps you do that, helps me do that, helps everyone do that. So right now you can quickly and effectively attract qualified candidates to your open jobs with specific targeting tools that LinkedIn Jobs has for you. They go beyond the regular resume and the insights in your job post, and they hit out to their 875 million user beta database that has everybody's profile on it, so you can spread the word and get the most qualified candidates. You can identify them really quickly and easily through this, and it makes it fast and free for you. That's the big deal. Screen the applicants you want, rate them, get the people that you need on your side. Whether it's small businesses, that's why small business ranks LinkedIn number one in delivering quality hires versus leading competitors. All you got to do is check them out. Find qualified candidates that you want to talk to faster and easier. Post your job for free at LinkedIn.com/LockedOnNFL. That's down here in the corner, LinkedIn.com/LockedOnNFL. They can post your job for free. Terms and conditions do apply. And it's not the only thing that applies, because you can apply your philosophy in a brand new way. If you want to be the ultimate football GM, we have a way for you to do that. It is the Ultimate Football GM at ultimate-gm.com, the brand new way, a downloadable app you can play on your phone or wherever you happen to be that lets you do all the work. You can be the GM. You can do the trades, the hiring of the coaches. You can take care of this entire franchise, free agency to draft, to training camp, to ball games. Get it all done, and you can do it for years and years and years. You can test out your philosophy through, what, 25 years, Chris? Hasn't that the way you've been going?
Yeah, it was 25 years, and I will say this gets very in-depth in going into who you can hire, and you get to hire a GM, you get to hire a trainer, and don't forget the trainer really came in huge for Kansas City this past week. It's a very important place, or a very important person. You can hire, the coaches, obviously offensive coordinators, defensive coordinators, special teams. It has all of that. Then you get to go figure out your salary cap for your team. You get to go sign all the players every single year that you want to sign. You get to release players. You get to go draft them. This game has it all. If you want to go try to be a GM, this is the way to do it.
It's a lot of fun. What makes it super simple is that it's free to play. It's online or offline. You can play on the go and do as much or as little as you want. We've created a Locked On league that you can compete against a bunch of our fans and even a couple of our hosts out there to be the ultimate football GM. Choose the Locked On, that's all one word, in the app to join that league and start your football fantasy. Our listeners get 100% free boost right now with their franchise when they use that promo code Locked On. That's what you want to put in there. It is all caps, so make sure you hit that as well. And, you know, when it comes down to it, you can do it today. You can do it tomorrow. You can do it for 25 years in this game. Just download at ultimate-gm.com or look it up in any of the app stores. It'll still be under the ultimate-gm, ultimate-gm.com. The Ultimate Football GM. Start your dynasty today. When we start talking about dynasty, we hinted at it in the last show, and I do want to say I want to put that away from myself. I want to focus on the X's and O's here as we get into what is the end of this week, getting ready to go to Arizona and get ready for this ball game. And we talked about Jalen and what he brings as a threat to the defense. We'll talk about the Chiefs offense here coming up today, tomorrow, the next day, on and on and on until they kick off this game. But it's the Chiefs defense right now that I think has to do a little bit of a sidestep. I felt they were the ones who raised their game when Patrick got hurt. I think even last week, they clearly raised their game again. It wasn't just Chris Jones. It was the entire defense, especially when guys get hurt and go down and Willie Gay's not out there and L'Jarius Sneed isn't out there. Everybody has to raise their game. They have to do that again, but in a different way, because the volume of run that we have to expect. And when we're talking 40 carries a game for every playoff game that they've had so far, I think you have to expect the same thing, because it's a formula that works for them. I don't think that the Philadelphia Eagles want to change their philosophy just to attack the Chiefs.
I don't expect them to change their philosophy, but they have to be careful and they have to make sure that if Kansas City starts to get out ahead one or two scores, that is going to change what they're going to have to do. And that's the key. You know, if you're Kansas City, you're going to want to be in a situation where I know they love to defer if they win the coin toss. And I expect that they'll do that again in the Super Bowl if they win the coin toss. But if they start with the ball first, you have to go put it in the end zone. You have to go score a touchdown. You score a touchdown and then you have a chance of keeping the Eagles to maybe, you know, go into three and out, or maybe they run five or six plays. But them running five or six plays, generally speaking, is going to be maybe 20 or 30 yards. You're not going to be in horrible field position when you get the ball back in most cases. So you're in a situation where if they get to a point where they're behind two scores, and that could be 10 points, it could be 14 points, whatever, that's going to be a problem for them. I'm not saying they can't come back from it, but that takes them out of the game plan that they want to be able to use.
That's what you got to hope. I have to give them credit. Their run game is effective with Jason Kelce and Johnson.
It's very effective.
It is. And I would be using it too. Honestly, I hate to say it this way, but I would probably be doing more. If I'm running the play calling for any given ball team, I'm probably doing it more like the Eagles are than I am like what Andy does. But you have to, by giving them respect and the credit that they deserve, you also have to recognize that there is more to it than just that. It's not just the runners. They do a nice job of spreading it out. In this last ball game, they got similar contributions in yardage from Jalen Hurts, from Gainwell, and from Sanders. And I think that's the thing that sets it apart. We've seen Jarek contribute a lot on the Chiefs offense in the pass game. We've seen Pacheco really handle a lot of the running. That's not the case with the Eagles. They're going to hit you with multiple guys. They're going to keep taking bites of that apple until they break through. And that's what they have to look for the most, I think.
Well, and they had Boston Scott that scored a touchdown against the 49ers as well. He might not have had the yardage, but he was still running for him, and he was running well. That, you know, they have a mixture of running backs that they can trot out there, and they have the ability to run it down your throat. If you can't stop the run, that is going to be a problem against the Eagles team. That's why I go back to saying what I said before. If Kansas City comes out and they get up two scores, that's going to change what the Eagles are wanting to do and going to be able to do, because at that point, you have to change your game plan. The other nice thing that the Eagles use when they start getting into a situation where they're running the ball as much as they are, what else does that do? That keeps the other quarterback off the field.
Yep.
They're able to keep them to less opportunities, which is going to be a game situation that they're going to want to be in.
I agree with you. And I think when you take a look at it, it requires having your starters, obviously. They got the simulated, you know, the estimated practice list yesterday, where Lane Johnson and Landon Dickerson wouldn't have practiced had they been actually doing something. I don't want anybody to have a false sense of security there. I do think that they play in this game. They played all the snaps last week. I think Dickerson missed two now that I look at it. But I don't think that's going anywhere. When you combine this with the fact that Jason Kelce is already considered retirement and come back, It's against his brother. You're going to get Jason Kelce's career game, in my opinion. I don't think there's any way around that. You team that with those two guys helping him, and I think that they want to do what they do, and they're going to prove that they can as much as humanly possible until the Chiefs make them get out of it. So I think it has to be a critical game point to take away that run. And if that means Leo Chanel on the field, that's fine. If that means, you know, bare fronts, that's what you got to do.
That's exactly where I was going to go with that. They need to have Chanel on the field more. They need to be attacking the run as much as they possibly can. I'm not going to sit here and say that the Eagles can't beat you with the pass because they have weapons. They can do that. Devontae Smith is fantastic. A.J. Brown is fantastic. Dallas Goedert is a good tight end. I'm not going to say he's fantastic, but he's a good tight end. They have weapons that can beat you in the passing game, but they don't use them that much. And Jalen Hurts isn't a guy that throws the ball around the field a lot. And if you get him into a situation where they have to throw the ball, I think that's going to benefit Kansas City. And it's going to be something that's going to be a lot of fun to watch. These offenses are very, very different when it comes to the way that they want to move the ball and score points.
Yeah. And finding that balance for them is critical. If you throw off that balance, if you make Jalen Hurts have to carry the load passing more, I think you knock them out of what their rhythm needs to be, thereby hurting the entire offense. And so for the Chiefs defense, I think disruption is the name of the game. I hope that we see some interesting fronts, and I hope we see some nice packages that include guys like Brandon Williams and Colin Saunders on the field with Chris Jones. That's what I'm looking for. I want some beef up there, and I want to attack those gaps and take away some of those lanes. Will they get run on? Yeah, it's still going to happen. This is a good running team, but I think that that is a recipe for a win here if you can take away enough of it to not let them be natural.
With as much as they run, you have to wonder if they're going to make an interesting call-up for the Super Bowl.
Who do you expect?
From the practice squad.
Who do you think?
Danny Shelton.
I want to agree with you. I really, really do. I've said it multiple times this year. They just don't do it.
They don't do it, but the thing is they don't follow. They don't generally go against teams that run the ball as much as the Eagles do. You are going to need to stuff the run. You need guys in there that can stuff the run. I'm not saying the DTs can't do it, and you would probably have to have somebody else off the field or off the roster, off the active roster. But with as many injuries as they have at wide receiver, maybe they go extra heavy at DT and try to, you know, use that to slow down the run.
Could be. I'll be interested to see it. I'm not going to bet the house on it, but if I did, I know a way to keep the house well employed. And from a message from our friends brought to you by TurboTax today, go to TurboTax and don't do your taxes. Meet with an expert that'll do them for you. That's the key here. With TurboTax, an expert can do your taxes from start to finish, ensuring that your taxes are done right. It is guaranteed so that you can relax. It feels good to be done with your taxes, doesn't it? It certainly does for me, and I'm just starting the process now. I got to check out TurboTax so somebody else can do them for me as well. So come to TurboTax, don't do your taxes, visit TurboTax.com and learn more. Intuit TurboTax is the company, full service products only. Video meeting while the expert does your taxes is required. You do have to participate. See guarantee details at TurboTax.com/guarantees. Now, one other guarantee that I will make is that this is going to be a grudge. We talked about Mama Kelce. Well, she's not the only one. I am really keen to see, after everything that we've seen this season from the lighter side of the Kelce brothers, what this turns into. I don't expect trash talk, but I do expect a healthy brotherly competition that's going to spill over into their teams too. I can see the win one for Travis kind of mentality going through this team as well.
Yeah, I could definitely see that. And you start looking at what this is going to mean for both of these players. This is legacy defining for both of them. You know, they both have won Super Bowl. They both have played in multiple, you know, huge games in the playoffs. They've both been all pros. They both had a bunch of Pro Bowls. And I know the Pro Bowl is just something where fans vote mostly, but at the same time, they have been at the top of their field. They've been at the top of their position. You know, Kelce, the older Kelce, is a fantastic center, one of the best in the NFL. Travis Kelce is obviously the best tight end in the NFL. They're both going to try to elevate their teams, and they're going to do it in different ways. And it's going to be a lot of fun to watch. I'm really curious to see how that plays out on the field.
I am too. And, you know, I hope that Jason plays well. When I look at those two guys compared to my brother, like, I definitely identify more with Jason and his personality. I'm not the, you know, overly rambunctious type that Travis is, but like, he has to play good and they still got to lose, in my opinion. So it comes down to, can Travis outperform when they have the ball? I have confidence in Mahomes being Mahomes. I think obviously that's going to be a talking point forever. This at least the run up, and probably forever through the offseason as well, about Mahomes with the recovery of the injury. Is it enough? Whatever. Does he have more opportunity? Does Jalen Hurts, who I do expect to be the runner up at NFL honors when Patrick does win the MVP, do his legs make enough of a difference? It's a balance of two-way strike. And I just wonder if that makes Patrick think, I'm going to have to break off a 30-yard run at some point just to prove that I really am MVP.
You know, I think it's funny because both of these guys, I think you're right. I think Jalen is going to be the runner-up in MVP, but I don't think it's going to be close. I could be wrong. I mean, we'll find out eventually, I think, who voted, you know, how many each one got. I don't think it's going to be particularly close between the two. I think that Patrick is going to run away with it, much like he did AP All-Pro. All-Pro. So that's something that's going to be interesting. But the thing that I want to go back to, and the thing that I keep thinking about when I look at this game, is if you're going into any football game, what position are you wanting to have the best player at in any football game?
It's always the quarterback. It's a quarterback-driven league. You have to.
Right. And I don't think, and I like Jalen Hurts. I think he's a great quarterback, but he's not Patrick Mahomes. And Patrick Mahomes is going to be coming off 2 weeks rest. I guarantee he's been working on the ankle. He looked almost, I'm not going to say he looked healthy, but he looked almost normal the last time he played. And now he's got 2 weeks to prepare and get ready for it. And I know he re-aggravated a little bit, but it didn't look like it was something that was hampering him hardcore. So we'll see how that ends up, obviously. But you always want to have the best QB on the field. Kansas City's going to have that. They don't have the weapons that the Eagles do. I will say that. The Eagles, I think, have the better wide receivers.
Yeah.
Devontae Smith and A.J. Brown are better. Huh?
Especially the Chiefs.
Oh, yeah, especially if they're – right. That's not going to be a question. But Mahomes has a way to elevate people. Look at what he was able to do with MVS. Sky Moore's got to have a big game. But they should have Justin Watson back, and that can be something that's going to work into Kansas City's advantage.
Yeah, and I know there's three injured wide receivers. I don't have an update at the time that we record this, folks. My gut is one of them plays. I don't know if we get two of them, but I do think one of them plays. Got to have enough firepower to get back out there. Just depends on this week's rehab.
My gut is that two of them play.
Yeah, okay. I hope you're right.
That's my gut right now, is that two of them play.
Okay.
I don't think all three of them do, but I think two of them do. And I think you're going to be in a situation where, and this is something we're going to find out probably over the next couple of days. And is Clyde going to be back for this game? Because he's now in his 21-day window, which will be up before the Super Bowl. So they're going to either have to activate him or put him on IR. So he will either be back on the active roster, which I don't know who they released to put him on the active roster, or they're going to have to be in a situation where he's put back on IR. And if that's the case, that's the case. But that's another weapon that they can use in the passing game.
Yeah.
And especially when you're talking about being down wide receivers, I think that could be something that could come into play as well.
Yeah, I have to say that I would like to see Clyde be the three if he's healthy. I don't feel that you have much at three right now. So, like you said, anything that can bring up the total floor of the output, that's what I'm looking for. We want to know what you're looking for as well, folks. Leave your comments on the YouTube page today. Like, sub, and hit the bell while you're here as well. Leave your comments over in the reviews on Spotify and on Apple. We appreciate that. We check those out. You can always hit us at Locked On Chiefs on Twitter as well. This is going to be a fun week. We're going to take our time here. The Chiefs are getting ready to head out to Arizona. We're going to be back next week as we ramp up our coverage, getting ready for game time. Don't miss any of it. We'll have a crossover for you so we can get the behind-the-scenes information. We will have Matt Derrick. We will have Seth Kaiser. We will have Chris and I. Don't miss the last breakdown, the matchup show next Friday, Red Friday, prior to the Super Bowl. You don't want to miss that because we're going to tell you how it's going to go down in the end. Thank you for putting up with all of our travels the last couple of days and through this next week. We appreciate your time and everything else. Be safe out there yourselves. Thanks for listening now, and we'll talk to you next time.